I just came back from a lovely trip.
This is Great Songs for Dads, and you are listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
And this is WMFO, and you are listening to Daniela and Henry. The newest update from us is that there are new headphones in the studio.
Guys, apparently. There's new headphones. There's new aux cords. It's crystal clear.
Our
quality.
Ears are cushioned and warm.
Cushioned, warmed. They're thriving right now. Some might say this is a slay.
We can almost hear you guys talking back at us saying, wow, these guys suck. They're so clear, these headphones.
Yeah, so clear we can hear everything. The quality on these headphones is insane.
We hear you.
I hear you. I hear you.
No, we hear you.
We hear you. The voice of the people. We hear you.
I hear you. The theme of today's show is the theme of this time of the year,
guys,
which is...
TGIF.
Thank God it's finals.
My favorite time of the year.
We've been looking forward to it since finals.
It's always my favorite part of the semester. I was looking forward to fall finals since spring finals.
Oh, were you?
Yeah. Spring finals was coming around, and I was like, this is great. The only thing that could be better
fall finals is
doing this again 6 months from now.
It kind of stinks. It's a little bit of a stinky time. But we're here to get you through this period with songs. Yay, songs.
Because what is a final if not just a song that you write?
You know, God invented finals so that you could
And on the sixth day, God said, "Let there be finals."
Mm.
And Adam said, "But why?" And God said, "Don't go to grad school."
Is God telling you to flunk the finals?
No, God doesn't want you to go to grad school.
Mm.
The finals is his way of saying, you forgot what the Krebs cycle is? No med school for you.
I see what you're saying.
It's one of God's little tests. One of God's little tricks for me. The chocolate milk is so easy to steal. It's one of God's little tests.
Some might say it's a... God's final, you know, like the
God's
test.
Final. God's final. Final. Yeah.
I'm not even following my own words at this point. Okay, so the first song that we have up for you today is, I put it, it's pretty symbolic of what some of us might be feeling right now. And
it's "Standing in the Rain" by Electric Light Orchestra.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is.
No.
I switched the order.
I switched it back. Go check.
No. I'm not on the Wi-Fi. Well, I have it downloaded in the...
If you're not on the Wi-Fi, so it didn't update.
Yeah.
God darn it.
I win.
Okay. Okay, fine. After you.
So the first song is something that you might be feeling because of finals. It's a song by Electric Light Orchestra from their album Out of the Blue, which you probably know from... it's the album with Mr. Blue Sky on it. And it's, you know... You're out there. You're out there in the thick of it in finals. You're going to feel downtrodden. You're going to feel like everything's coming down all around you, almost as if you're standing in the rain. Cats and dogs.
Hey, what do you mean by that?
Cats and dogs.
Both.
It's raining men. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It's raining men. Amen.
God's final.
And God said, "Let it rain men." Hallelujah. And Adam said,
and the
"It's
people
raining
said, Hallelujah.
Men." And the people said, "Hallelujah! It's raining men. Amen."
Yes, I think that's how it went down.
Yeah.
So it's not my song. It's Henry's song. It's "Standing in the Rain," Yellow.
Prepare to stand. We stand.
Daddy old. Oh, well, my heart was beating about ready to explode. One shot, honey, collected all the dust inside the rusted souls. You should get it right, cause you can't control the heart that beats into the bone. Come on, my combat chameleon, give it up, you've got your life to attend to. Buttercup, you're entertaining the talk that is told through the teeth of the mouths of the millions dying to meet you. Little do they know. Mississippi River won't kill you unless you stand too close, my dear. Take you to Louisiana, a long, long way from here. And the war's been a long time coming, yes, a long, long war's gonna come. We're standing at the end of a story, at the foot of a palindrome. One shot, honey, collected all the dust inside the rusted souls. You should get it right, cause you can't control the heart that beats under the bone. Come on, my combat chameleon, give it up, you've got your life to attend to. Buttercup, you're entertaining the talk that is told through the teeth of the mouths of the millions dying to meet ya. Little do they know.
Good morning.
Good morning, good evening, good night, good day, good morrow, good boy.
Good boy. And what we just heard started with ELO. Henry, do you have anything else to add to that?
Cats and dogs.
And men. And then after that was If We Make It Through December, which is a Phoebe Bridgers cover of a pretty classic Christmas song. And, like, you could see how it applies to finals, right?
Oh, it's God,
like,
oh, I hope we make it through December. Like,
I have to take a gosh darn psych exam this week if only I make it through December.
Gosh darn a freaking psych exam. What the S? What the effing S? I have to take this? My professor is such a B.
Yeah, you're like, I know bad things. I have a psych exam, and I hope we make it through.
I have a psych exam, and I know plenty of bad things. The psychology of bad things. That's a class on me. I'm teaching it. I'm the professor. Professor me.
And I'm just like, can we make it through December by now? You know?
Make it through December first.
Adrian, December, I barely know her.
Phoebe Bridger, I barely know her. Make it through December first with me, please.
Adrian Lanker, I barely know her. Indiana,
Yanner, I barely know her. Indiana, I barely know her.
Thank you. So yeah, after Phoebe, that was Adrian Lanker, who was the lead singer of Big Thief. Her song Indiana, I think Buck Meek, who is the guitarist from Big Thief, is also on this version of it, but she has a couple versions out. Pretty song, short song. Next is
The Strokes, I Barely Know Her.
The Strokes, I Barely
Hoax.
Okay,
This is a Stroke song from their album Come Down Machine. Incredibly, incredibly underrated album. Everybody's always like, oh, it's the album they made to fulfill contractual obligation. No, this album is awesome. It's a lot of, like, cool 80s, like, synth rock style stuff. A lot of it is, like, I'll admit, a lot softer than the other stuff, but, like, all the songs are super solid. Shut up. You bad opinion. You do not know music. You do not know what you are talking about. You are a drone. You are following the opinions of other people. This is a good Strokes album. Come Down Machine, third best Strokes album.
You sound
album.
Like a preacher, doing a verse you're really passionate about. Really.
And then the Lord said, the Strokes shall release Come Down Machine, and it will be their third best album.
And the song is Tap Out, and here it is.
Tapping Out.
Baby, you were born to be seen. cost us the star. Now step inside the Widowmaker and listen to your heart. Always the plague of other things.
So that was Jess, It's Gonna Take an Airplane by Destroyer off of the album Your Blues. I think that, I know I've definitely played a good amount of Destroyer on radio before. I'm not sure if I've played this song, but this is the first song I heard by them that got me into them. It's a little bit, it's a kind of weird sound that he's got going on, but I think it's very smooth and interesting. So that's my take on Destroyer. I highly recommend checking out his discography. He's got a lot out.
Destroyer? Okay. Coming up next, the hardest song ever made. I'll give you a little history lesson to preface this one, because I feel like it's important. Flashback. Sometime in the mid-2010s, this song comes out called BT Something by this guy Jaipal. It's incredible. It blows up, gets sampled by Drake and Beyonce. Super spacey, vibey song. Everybody's like, this guy's up next. He gets signed to Adele's label. He's working on his next album. Then it gets dropped on April 13th, leaked. But half mixed.
Interesting.
Half mixed, half finished. All the songs half mixed and finished. And this guy Jaipal is like, I'm not doing music anymore. He's just like, I'm ending, like, all my songs were leaked that I was going to be working on. I'm not going to do it anymore. But then they keep getting traction. Everybody's like, oh, these are sick, whatever. So then he finally, officially, like, releases them on Spotify on, like, the 10-year anniversary or something of them getting leaked. This is one of those songs. So I will preface by saying the mixing on it is pretty bad. It's unfinished. It's unmixed. It's unmastered. But it's so hard. The sample is so hard, and there's one moment where, like, the sample aligns with the beat, and it's just, like, oh, it's incredible.
Yeah, I'm excited. This is a very cool preface.
Yeah, exactly. A little history lesson about contemporary 2010s pop music.
Oh, is that's what this is?
Yeah, it's like a cool little, like, not synth pop, but it's, like, a cool, like, pop song with, like, I don't know, like, synth influence. It's sort of like The Weeknd, like, R&B.
And it's bad mixing.
Yeah, and bad mixing.
Okay, I will play it. You ready? Yes.
Yep. Get ready to go straight out of Mumbai. Oh God, oh God, oh God. Mm-hmm.
You can get anything you want. You know what I'm saying? You want that over there? You want that over there? Got you.
I was up late night balling, counting up hundreds by the thousand. I was up late night balling, counting up hundreds by the thousand. I was up late night balling, counting up hundreds by the thousand. I was up late night balling, counting up hundreds by the thousand.
I was up late night ballin', so far from my past misfortune. No sleeping, late nights, no eating, gun squeezing. I'm a real artesian, Ramona. I was round that counter, still down, I'm a north-north soldier. G-slide, right down Sawyer. When we slide, you won't see morning. Another story of a young black man trying to make it up out that gym. Goddamn, back, let me make my bends. Got plans, if you hatin', don't shake my hand. Take it easy, homie, reminiscing, sitting in that Benz of the 22 bus stop way back when with the 22 five shot eyes on scan for the click clack clap of the boop bop bam cuz.
I was up late night balling, counting up hundreds by the thousand. I was up late night balling, counting up hundreds by the thousand. I was up late night balling, counting up hundreds by the thousand. I was up late night balling, counting up hundreds by the thousand.
Funny, I was going crazy not too long ago. Women problems every morning like the Maury Show. Swimming upstream while I'm trying to keep my bread from the sharks. Made me want to put the hammer to my head at the park. Politicking with the kids, trying to get them on the straight path. Got the lanes mad, no, they hate to see me make cash. Got the space dash in the forum with the GPS address to your mama house. Conversations, what I'm all about. Took the smart route, never been marked out. Should've been dead broke, should've been chalked out. But it didn't happen, now it's time to get it cracking. Quarterbacking like I'm 40, water mix the holy water with the Voss. Wanna be the boss, then you gotta pay the cost. Learning from the dog, I'm from Long Beach. That's a city where the skinny carry strong hit.
I was up late night balling, counting up hundreds by the thousand. I was up late night balling, counting up hundreds by the thousand. I was up late night balling, counting up hundreds by the thousand. I was up late night balling, counting up hundreds by the thousand. Late night balling, counting up hundreds by the thousand. I was up late night balling, counting up hundreds by the thousand. I was up late night balling, counting up hundreds by the thousand. I was up late night balling, counting up hundreds by the thousand.
I stay balling. That song was about me. I am the big fish.
Oh, that was about you?
That was about me.
Oh, okay.
I talked to my buddy and I was like, Vince, my man, you gotta write a song about me. And he's like, I got you. You are the big fish. And I was like, thank you, man.
Oh, so when they're talking about a big fish, that's you?
Yeah.
Okay. And before that song, you heard Collider Particles by Madison Cunningham, who I've played before on the show, who is big into math rock. She has always writes in like kind of interesting time signatures. Never too hard that you can't really listen to it, but like always just like more interesting than typical pop music. She's fun.
Collider? I barely Madison Cunningham.
Cunningham?
I barely Madison. Madison Cunningham Revealer.
You done?
Yes.
We are a
community radio station.
So because of that, we have to read you a
PSA.
And it's been brought to my attention that people think that this is a bit that Henry and I do with the PSAs. A few of my friends have been like, I listened to another radio show for the first time ever, and they also did the PSAs. So I just want to let you listeners know, this isn't a bit. We have to, like, this is a thing.
Yeah, they have eyes trained on us at all times.
Everybody is listening. We need to do the PSAs.
We need to do this. They have our families.
So I'm going to read one of my favorites, breastfeeding PSA.
Yes! Woo! Yeah!
This is a very gendered, kind of like ableist take on breastfeeding. So I think it's just interesting.
I love it.
Babies were born to be breastfed. It's the best possible source of nutrition for newborn humans.
I was born to be breastfed.
Recent studies show that you can lower your child's risk of respiratory illnesses and even hospitalizations for illness like pneumonia by breastfeeding exclusively for 6 months. What if I breastfed inclusively? What if I had like an open relationship
guys,
with a baby?
Don't breastfeed exclusively. It's all about breastfeeding inclusivity.
Damn, these conservatives are really into exclusive breastfeeding.
Breastfeed
but I don't know.
Each other across the
Me
aisle.
Me as a liberal, as a leftist, I'm really into an exclusive, into open breastfeeding.
Yeah, I'm in a poly breastfeeding relationship. I feed from multiple breasts.
It's excellent. It's an excellent life.
It's excellent.
Among the many other benefits, breastfeeding nurtures the mother-baby bond.
Yes.
That's a little sexist.
The mother-baby bond.
A little homophobic and sexist. Anyway, is environmentally friendly, cost-effective, and can help prevent postpartum depression. For more information, talk to your healthcare provider.
Guys, it's environmentally friendly. It's therapy. It's better than driving. It's the new form of social media. Meatless, vegan, maybe.
Breast milk. Yeah, no, I'm on a diet right now. You've heard of like paleo and even just like veganism. No, it's kind of exclusively breast milk.
Yeah, it's the breast milk diet. Pete Davidson,
the BMD,
is on it.
Yeah, Pete Davidson's a really big proponent of it.
Pete Davidson's a really big proponent of the breast milk diet.
And I've heard that Elon Musk is on it too, and that explains like all the stuff that he's able to do.
That explains why he looks so disgusting.
and does such weird things.
It explains why he takes his shirt off and his chest looks like a birdcage.
The breastfeeding diet, everyone you know is doing it.
Yeah. Sorry, Elon Musk, I didn't mean to body shame you.
Anyway, a public service message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and WMFO Medford Tufts Educational Radio. Go find some breasts.
Woo!
I dare you.
Yeah! Woo!
Next up, we have a song called Inside Out by Spoon. I don't know who Spoon is. I don't know what it means to
Spoon
be Inside Out.
Spoon is awesome.
Out.
Spoon, their album, Ga 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 Ga. Spoon is really cool.
Play it, please.
Okay.
Inside out.
What about guys? Guys, now hear me out here. Hear me out here. I might get canceled for saying this, but hear me out.
Canceled.
What about canceled. Hold the Boy?
Cancels.
I thought I would get away with it.
You trying to project yourself into the situation? Mm-hmm. Do you want to be held?
Maybe. What you just heard is the title track off of Rina Sawayama's Hold the Girl. I saw this album in concert last Friday. Rina performed at Roadrunner. It was awesome. It was so cool. She was great. She changed her costume 3 times. She had 2 backup dancers the entire time. They had choreography, a live drummer, and live guitarist. So much lighting. They had fake wind blowing in her hair the entire time. Mm. And she was like working the crowd. She was talking to the crowd. She said slay 9 times during the concert.
That's weird.
It was awesome.
Did you count 9 times? Did you keep a tally?
My friend counted 9 times.
That's funny.
I passed away, you guys. You're imagining me. I'm not here.
Because of
this
Rina?
Isn't happening.
That's how it goes.
By Radiohead. But Rina.
Rina head. Rina. Head? Up next is...
My favorite animal.
Foxing.
The foxing.
What does the foxing say?
What does the foxing...
Glass coughs. The song is Glass Coughs, Foxing. Oh my god, Danielle, are you going to say Math Rock again? Yeah, they're another math rock band. This song isn't really rocky, though.
What time signature is this?
Oh, I'd say about 5.
No, it was 2.
I don't think this song is really like that. Honestly, it sounds more like an emo, like, kind of screaming. You'd listen to it when you're upset in 7th grade. All right, Schmenry.
Meow, 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 meow.
Couldn't have been so far, soul's father, what we've done.
Oh my god, I'm so sad. So sad, so cathartic. This is Great Songs for Dads, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford Tufts, Freeform Radio. I am Daniela Schifrin.
And I'm Henry Rothstein, and thank you guys for listening.
Thank you guys for tuning in during this very hard finals period. We're going to play like 1 or 2 minutes of a song by my favorite animal, The Cage the Elephant. This song features Beck, and it starts off with Beck just kind of yelling.
Oh, my favorite animal, the yelling.
Yeah, my favorite animal, the yelling Beck.
The yelling, the yek.
The yek, and it's pretty cool. Don't got much more to say.
100 yeks.
100 yeks. That's all we need to say. 100 Becks. When are they going to release their collab album?
Coming from King.